Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Sandy Anastasi has established herself as one of the preeminent personal development teachers and coaches of our time. An internationally renowned psychic channel, over 30 years of experience, a leading expert in psychic development, astrology, and tarot, Sandy has successfully been training students, teachers, and professional psychics worldwide how to open, develop, and master their psychic abilities. Sharing her knowledge with her online classes, workshops, lectures, in-person appearances, and events, and best-selling books, including her six-part workbook series, The Anastasi System, Psychic Development. Sandy has been a professional psychic and astrologer since 1979, a BS degree from Adelphi University, teaching certificates in several sciences, worked as a safety engineer in addition to her teaching, numerous major media appearances, including The View and Crossing Over and Cross Country, television shows hosted by her good friend and former student, John Edward. Here to discuss the Anastasi System, Psychic Development, Level 1, The Fundamentals, Second Edition. By the way, the introduction written by John Edward, psychic counselor, writer, teacher, Sandy Anastasi is our guest on This Week in America. Sandy, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. So much to talk about, so little time. Thank you for being with us on the show today.
I'm delighted to be here, Rick. Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure, and so much ground to cover. And I'm fascinated, the Anastasi System, world renowned. Let's talk about that. The book we're talking about specifically is Psychic Development Level 1, The Fundamental Second Edition. Let's talk about the development. What went into this series of books and this system? Because you really take a step by step and teach us so well everything we need. How did this whole book series evolve?
Actually, that's its own story. Rick, I was in my probably mid-20s before my own psychic abilities became so obvious to me that they were undeniable. I worked very hard to get them under control, recognize what was happening, realize, no, I wasn't crazy. This really was information coming to me from non-physical ways. And so I basically taught myself all the things that I currently teach to other people. Now, once I was at that point, I started doing readings, I started counseling, I started working with clients, and my clients kept coming to me and saying, Sandy, can you teach us to do what you do? So I actually started out teaching what I do before I wrote the books. And very quickly, I realized that, you know, I couldn't teach everything I know in one night. That was a little overwhelming. Then I realized I couldn't even teach it in just a six-week program. I needed a whole lot longer than that, too. And I also realized that I had to have a workbook for people to follow along with, that they were going to be able to utilize the skills and develop the skills that I know. And I evolved a step-by-step program that worked the best that I could find to be able to teach them right from rote beginner, from having a level of psychic ability that maybe was, wow, I'm interested in this. I think I might have something, but I get occasional, glimpses of something which happens in the future or a precognitive dream, or once in a while I'm picking up other people's thoughts or feelings, and wow, I would really love to get a handle on that. And so I can take people from the very beginning where they just have an interest, a bare interest, and teach them to kind of like fanning the flames of a fire and building it, to expand those abilities that they already know they have, and then take them to where those abilities are developed to their peak capacity. And if they wanted to, they could use it in all kinds of ways in their life to better their lives. So I began teaching actually first because it happened to me.
Yes.
And then because students said, we want to learn to do what you do. And then there was the book. And then that book led to more books. And then it became the complete Anastasi System of Psychic Development that it is today.
And you'll find that at Sandy's website, sandyanastasi.com. That's ANASTASI.com. We'll have that. I'll mention that throughout the program. We've got it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly, of course, available at Amazon. Said a couple things that are really interesting there. You found out you had the psychic gift in your late 20s. Is that uncommon to find out that late, or is that when people start realizing they have something special?
You know, I don't think it's common. I don't want to use that term. I think people can wake up to their psychic abilities at any time in their life. The fact is that during the era that I was growing up and coming from the family that I came from, psychic abilities weren't, you know, they weren't touted. It wasn't, wow, my daughter's going to grow up to be a psychic. You grow up and you be a scientist.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So there was no real focus for me to develop anything. Now, ever since I was a child, I have had an interest in things psychic, and I played around with, you know, the psychic toys, which I guess every kid does. And I had little things happen, but nothing that said, wow, I'm a psychic. I'm going to be a psychic. It wasn't until I was in my 20s and I went through a traumatic experience. I was divorced at that time. I went through a lot of life changes. And a lot of times when there's that kind of shock to the system is when somebody's psychic abilities will open, because you're drawing on parts of your mind and parts of your body and energy system to give you support that you need at that point. So that's what occurred to me. And all of a sudden, Rick, I went from feeling like not just feeling like I wasn't psychic, but feeling like I didn't even know what psychic ability was. I had no interest in it, really, other than that other people did it sometimes. And I went from that state to all of a sudden hearing people's thoughts, feeling their feelings as if they were my own. It was very intense. It was a complete opening. I went from having nothing to having almost everything I've got now, and knew that I must be crazy. Okay. And I was very lucky, because this is back in the 1970s.
Yes.
And people really didn't talk about things psychic the way they do today. And I was very lucky, because when I told one of my friends what was going on, she said, oh, yeah, that happens to me all the time. And I said, what? So I was lucky. This girl became my support system. And instead of putting myself into psychiatric care, I decided to, because I am a scientist at heart, I decided to investigate what was going on, why it was happening, how much I could do with it, how I could further develop it. And so it became my own little science project to find out what was really happening here. And as I uncovered more and more, I began to realize that I had always been psychic, just like all of us are. But for me, the things I was experiencing were so natural and ordinary. They were part of my life, you see. I didn't know that any of those things were psychic experiences until, because of that opening I had, everything got stepped up to where I could no longer deny it. So I know for a fact, Rick, that you are a psychic, okay?
Yes.
Everyone is psychic, but most of us only really direct our psychic abilities towards the things that, for example, we're working at. I can't begin to tell you how many people who are, for example, police officers, who will tell me how many times their life was saved because they knew there was somebody with a gun around the next corner. I've had them tell me that story over and over again. I don't know how I knew it, but I just knew it. You see, you might see that in your own life because you decide to take a different route home one night and you don't know why. You just want a change of scenery. And later on, you found out that there was this huge traffic jam that you probably would have had an extra hour on the road if you didn't take your shortcut.
And you don't know why you did it. You just, something inside you, I'm going to deviate from my normal route home. And suddenly you find that that's what you were supposed to do. I mean, you mentioned you had some support there when you were in the beginning trying to figure out what this was you were feeling and how to deal with it. You're there for so many people that are students, that are readers worldwide. Talk about that, because all of the reviews I read, they love the way that you teach. You're able to break this down. Many say, I've read other books, I've tried other systems, but I didn't get it. I get it with Sandy. Talk about the ability, and that is a gift, isn't it, to be able to break it down, explain it, so it connects with people.
And Rick, this is sort of interesting because I'm what you would call a natural born teacher. That's something I didn't have to be taught, although I did go to school to be a teacher. I've often I don't want to use the word insult, but I've often insulted some very erudite people who give a real intricate, detailed, super, intense description of something, and then in four or five words, I just scale it down, make it understandable, and interpret that for somebody else who's listening.
Yes.
And now that's what a good teacher's supposed to do, is to make difficult information easy to understand. And that is a gift. Now, is that psychic, or is that simply a natural skill or a gift? I don't really know. It's hard in the psychic world, Rick, to know where your corporal abilities, your normal, ordinary skills and abilities leave off, and your psychic abilities come in. For example, I'll often tell my students that as you're moving through psychic development level one in this book, and you're studying all the exercises, and you begin to open the psychic reflections of your physical senses, because all of your physical senses have a psychic counterpart to them. And as you begin to open them, the world's colors look richer. So all of a sudden, that red that was somehow a flat red begins to look brighter to you. You'll find that when you're speaking to somebody, and maybe they're telling you a story. They're telling you something. Maybe you're about to buy something, and the person's pushing a product to you that really wouldn't be good. And in the past, you would have just heard a voice telling you, this is the best product for you. Buy it. Now you hear subtle nuances in that voice that let you know that that person is pushing you to buy something that they don't really believe is going to help you. Likewise, when you look at their face, in the past, you might have simply seen a face that was very friendly. Now, somehow, you're seeing a face that's friendly because it wants you to buy something but doesn't believe in the product it's trying to sell you. Isn't that interesting?
It's
So,
fascinating.
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because people are probably listening going, okay, who is Sandy and how can I get in touch with her and how can I get this book? And let me give you this information and I'll do it again several times during the program. Sandy Anastasi, and that's Anastasi. Our website is sandyanastasi.com. So much there, in addition to information on the book, there's the YouTube channel, there's the online courses. We'll talk about that in a second. So much information there. You'll spend some time and you'll learn a lot as you go there. It's like Sandy's teaching. It's very well laid out and will answer all of your questions. The book's available at Amazon. The book specifically is the Anastasi System Psychic Development Level 1, the Fundamentals, Second Edition. All this information will be on our website. I'm giving you a lot, but I want you to have all the information so you can follow up and get in contact with Sandy. Let's talk specifically about this book. Obviously, it's book one of a series. This really is the foundation, isn't it, to the whole system.
It is. And Rick, over the years, I've had many professional psychics contact me and say, I really want to study with you. I love your material, but do I really have to start at the beginning? I've been doing this for years. And I say, you really need to, because what's in Psychic Development Level One is the foundation for every single thing you will ever learn psychically in your entire career. And even though you might have been a professional psychic for 20 years, I guarantee you that when you read that book, take that course, you're going to discover things that you never knew about, holes in the foundation that once you repair them and fill them in, make you a far, far better psychic. So even professionals have come back and said, that book has changed everything that I do. So that is the basis for the entire system, for everything that I teach. No matter what your skill level going in, whether you know nothing or whether you think you know it all, that book is still going to be of benefit.
Some people say, is it possible to really learn from the book? I'd much rather have the experience where I'm in contact. I can see in this case, Sandy, we can talk to each other. You've also got an extension of that is what the online classes, and talk about that because you don't do these frequently. We've got a special opportunity coming up now where you're doing these online. Talk about that and who would benefit from online?
That's a great question, Rick. People should know there are definitely people who can learn from a book. I'm one of them. Okay. So I know they're out there. Is it possible to purchase my book on Amazon and study the material, make it your own and develop from that level? Absolutely. But many, many, many people need the hands-on. They need the visuals. So on my website, all of my classes, every class in the series is available to purchase just as a video. So you can purchase the video and just, you know, purchase the video and purchase the book and still do a self-study. But once a year, I teach it live online. And I'm glad you asked me that question because I'm getting ready to teach my Psychic Development Level 1. It starts on January 27th. So your listeners can get in right under the wire right now. That class will go, it meets weekly, from January 27th all the way through the end of May. And during that time, we're going to cover everything that's in the Psychic Development Level 1 book. And then we'll cover what's in the other 5 books in the series. And we'll also cover what's in Seeing Beyond the Veil, which is something which I am just now beginning the book on. There is no book for that one class. And that one is in the process of being written. So soon there'll be a book for that too.
All of this information at Sandy's website, and I'll give that to you again several times before we wrap up our program with Sandy. More than 30 years experience, one of the preeminent teachers of our time in psychic development, astrology, tarot, with us on the program is Sandy Anastasi. And again, I'll give you all this information. Let's talk a little bit about all you've got going. You've got Facebook, you've got YouTube that I mentioned, and access to all of that on your website. Talk about that because you're really out there making contact and helping people.
Oh, very much so, Rick. That really is what it's all about. On my website, when your listeners go and look at it, they're also going to find a section called VIP Membership. That's a very inexpensive way for people to become educated in almost every area of metaphysics. My membership program is very inexpensive to join. And inside that program are over 100 audio recordings that are fully downloadable on everything that I've taught from the time I began teaching back in the 1970s. And that also includes audios of the Psychic Development series. So people who are members can study that just on audio. So it's another way to study. When I teach anything live, I always have a Facebook group. So people who are taking the programs live can go and speak with each other on Facebook. When I teach them live, you actually have the ability to have a partner and work with a partner. As a matter of fact, you get assigned a partner so that you'll have somebody to practice with, just like I practiced with my girlfriend all those years ago. I also put in my YouTube channel, I have many, many, well, first of all, I do astrological predictions monthly, which are always fun. But I always also have many, many psychic development tips, psychic protection tips. The first 2 hours of every program I teach in the Psychic Development series is also on my YouTube channel. I do that so that people can get a start. They can find out if this is for them. I also have a psychic hour that I do monthly online for free. And in fact, my psychic hour for January is coming up this coming Sunday at 9 p.m. So people can go to my website, sign up for that, and you can get a free reading from me online.
Yeah, all that's at Sandy's website, sandyanastasi.com, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I. And again, we've got that. We'll have the link on a website. So all you have to do is go to thisweekinamerica.us, click on the link, and that will take you there with all of the information we're talking about on the program today. I mentioned the three steps in the beginning, that once you get a hold of Sandy and you follow what she's doing, she will help you open, develop, and master your own psychic abilities. Let's talk about those briefly. In opening, how difficult is that to open? That's sort of the foundation, isn't it, to understand and then be able to open those. How difficult is it to get to that point where you realize and then you're opening these abilities?
That's why I teach, Rick. Every once in a while, we come across somebody who doesn't have the natural boundaries that most of us are born with or within that first couple of years of life develop. And a whole lot of those people who are born without boundaries, psychic boundaries, end up in psychological counseling for most of their life because they can't tell the difference between what they're feeling and what you're feeling. A lot of them are emotionally so erratic that they can't function in society. Believe it or not, among my students, I have many, in fact, people who teach my system. I do have teachers who are trained to teach in addition to myself. And among those teachers, not just my students, I have many people whose psychic abilities were controlling them to the point that they weren't able to lead a normal life. And so as I'm teaching you to open and utilize those skills and recognize them, I'm also teaching you how to close them, how to shut them down if you need to, how to regulate them so that you can open them just a little or a whole lot. I.e., I give you not just the recognition of what your psychic skills are, but the ability to control them and turn them on and off at will, so that you can function in society and utilize those skills when you choose, not when they suddenly erupt.
And I get the impression, if you don't understand that, and you've talked about people who've struggled and many have had deep psychological problems because they didn't understand the forces at play. And you go into that, talk a little bit about that. If we don't understand it, it can create problems for us. And you talked about the problems it created in your life because you just didn't understand what was going on.
Absolutely. The most common one that we're finding today, Rick, has to do with empathy. And nowadays, everybody understands the concept of empathy. Empathy is when you feel the emotions of someone else as if they're your own emotion. You're not just compassionate about what they're feeling, but you feel what they're feeling. Okay. Now, someone who does not have control of their empathy is not going to be able to control their emotions during any kind of an emergency. I remember one of my students, and this is a big thing in our world right now, one of my students said, you know, I joined your classes. One night I was in New York City, and I was walking down the street with my boyfriend, and on the other side of the street, there was a mob who was demonstrating against something. They had signs, and they were yelling, and she said, before I even knew what I was doing, I had crossed the street and joined the mob and was yelling and screaming with them. And I didn't even know what they were forming their mob about. She said, my boyfriend had to come and physically grab me and pull me back to the other side of the street and say, what was that all about? She said, I was so overwhelmed by the energy of the group that it just totally pulled me in and I lost who I was. Now, that's an extreme case of receptive empathy, but you can only imagine if that person was that sensitive that she would be absorbed into the mob mentality, how was she able to handle her boss reprimanding her or an emergency with one of her children at home? You following what I'm saying?
Exactly, yes.
If you can't have a boundary, if you can't turn things off that are not your own, how do you ever know what is your own? Now, the same thing is possible with telepathy. Almost all of us these days are telepathy or telepathic, and most of us don't realize it. But Rick, how many times in your life do you finish somebody else's sentence for them?
Frequently.
That's telepathy.
Yes.
My husband and I have arguments about that all the time. He says, you have to let me finish it. It's rude to interrupt.
I'm familiar with those discussions. Yes, yes. That have been married a number of decades, so that's part of it. But yes, it's like, okay, you just start the sentence, I'll finish it, and we can move this conversation along rapidly. And sometimes that's not the best way to handle that. But I'm sure as people are listening, they're like, I can recognize myself in that situation. This is such a powerful book in the beginning of a series of books that you can follow, the online courses as well. Let me give you all that information here. The Anastasi System, it's the name of the book, The Anastasi System, Psychic Development Level 1, The Fundamentals, Second Edition. You'll find it at Amazon, of course, the usual places. I recommend you go to Sandy's website. There's so much more there. Sandy Anastasi, that's A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I. So much information there on this book, all of the books, the online courses that are coming up that you're teaching once again. So the timing on this is really going to work out well. All the groups, everything you've got going. And boy, the time has gone by so quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. Sandy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with me, just scratching the surface here of what we're talking about. But I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having me. This has been so much fun. I love your show. And I listen to it all the time myself. So I'm really pleased to be here. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for that, and I enjoy having you on the program. And again, would love to do it again. There's so much more that we can talk about. Sandy Anastasi is our guest, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I. The book is The Anastasi System, Psychic Development Level 1, The Fundamentals, Second Edition. You'll find it at her website. And of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.